Shir number 56, continuing Perak Dalet in Shara Bitochain. So we left off in the middle with the Shara Bitochain. Mechayvus Halavavus is talking about a person is mechayv to take care of himself, and he can't just say, well, if the Rabbeinu Shalom was already geyser, that this and this is going to happen, so it's going to happen either way. And specifically, he's talking about that even though a person's life is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a person has to take care of himself, and he's not allowed to say, well, I won't eat my whole life because Hashem is going to wants me to live anyways. And then he said, a person is not allowed to put himself into sakana, relying that Hashem will take care of him because, if Hashem decreed that I shall live, I'll live. And if not, I won't live. So I might as well, I could put myself in sakana, drink poison or anything like that, and be mbeiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said at the end, that's the pasuk tells us, "Leisinasu es Hashem alekeichem," because when a person puts himself in sakana, there's only one of two. There's two ways to get out of it. So, efsharus achasi. The first way is sheyamus, that he's going to put himself in a sakana and itaka won't get out of it, and he'll taka die. What's the problem with that? Vaz yehu areitzeach shel atzmai. He will be the one who ultimately killed himself. Vahu ye'anish al zeh. And he will be punished for this, ki'ilu he killed someone else. Lamrei shemoisei b'derech zeh hu al pi gzeiras hu elikim uvershusai. Even though that the reason he died this way is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that he should die. If it wasn't decreed by Hashem, he wasn't supposed to die, then it wouldn't have happened, so what's the big deal? However, you're not the one who's supposed to bring about anyone's death, including your own. Person has been warned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to be a murderer. Now you say, what, the guy is supposed to die anyways, what's the difference? That's not your business. Just because someone's supposed to die doesn't absolve his murderer from doing something wrong. That's not our cheshbon. The closer one is, the murderer, to the victim, interesting thing, says the Chayvus Halavavus. The closer you are to the victim, the greater the punishment for killing him. Like it says in Amos, because he chased after his brother with a cherev, and he destroyed the rachmanis that he should have had towards his brother. So the closer you are to someone, it's much harder. Naturally, you should have rachmanis and save him. So therefore, if one kills him, the punishment is that much greater, the aver is that much greater. Ulefichach, therefore, mi shaharik es atzmai, one who murders himself, rachmana litzlan, oin shayia oid yoser chamer, his punishment is going to be the most severe. Person's karav eitzel atzmai, he's the closest to himself. Person has rachmanis on himself more than other people. Leloi safik, without any doubt, mi pnei shu nimsho bazel le'evet, and he says this is a mashal to an evet, his master commanded him to guard something for a certain amount of time, and he warned him not to leave, don't desert your post until another messenger comes to relieve you. The Eved looks at his watch and he sees that the messenger is late. Hu azav es hamakom lifnei boi hashliach. So he decided to leave early. His master got angry, and he punished him with a severe punishment. Uvidayim lemashal zeh, says the Chayvus Halavavus, similar to this mashal, mishehim hemis es atzmai, azav es avoida es olikim. Person was put into this world to serve Hashem for a certain amount of time, until Hashem sends the Shliach, the Satan, the Malach HaMavis, to take him back. And he left early. Who asked you to put yourself into this situation? It's comparable to leaving early. So two reasons here. Rachmana Litzlan, someone who puts himself in a sakana, and he ends up dying from that sakana. So number one, killing oneself is the worst avera, because as we saw, that the closer you are to a person, the more rachmanis you should have. And if you don't, so the aveira is that much greater. And adam karavet alatzmai. And number two, in the mashal, a person leaving his post early. Leaving his post early, the king gets very angry. And now, the Chayvus HaLevavos addresses an issue with Shmuel HaNavi. V'lachein atamoytze shomer Shmuel HaNavi olav ha-shalom. Kasher Hashem shalach ha-yisraelim sheikh as David le-melech. Shmuel was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to anoint David as the king, but the problem was Shaul was still the king. So Shmuel said, Eich eilech v'sham ha-shal v'haragani, how could I go? Shaul's going to hear and he's going to kill me. Now, his refusal, or his hesitancy, is not considered a lack of bitachin on Hashem. What do you mean? Hashem told him to go. So he should have just gone. Why did he say, well, it's dangerous? You see the opposite. Really, we see from Hashem's answer that he was correct. Sherei Hashem Anolay, Hashem told him, Eglas Bokar Tichach Biodecha, Vyamartal Izbeach Lashem Bossi, Bekaros Elisha Bezovach, Vanoichi Adiacha, Esa Shertasa, Moshachtali Esa Sheraimar Elecha. Hashem told him, you're right, you don't go in public. Pretend you're going with a carbon, or take a carbon. You're taking a carbon. That's why people think you're going. Once you're there, we'll figure out, I'll show you who you should anoint. If this was considered a lack of bitachin, Hashem should have told him, what are you worried about? I'm the one whose life and death is in my hands. A tshuva daimer, something similar. We see what Moshe Rabbeinu hesitated to go because he stuttered. Hashem got angry at him and told him, you're in charge of your mouth, I'm in charge of your mouth. But here, Hashem didn't get angry at Shmuel. He said to Shmuel, you're right, I'm going to figure out a way that you should go under the radar. V'im Shmuel af al pisha yatzadi gomer lehekel atzmoy likones afilu sakona k'tana b'yayser. So you see, Shmuel was right to go into a matzav of sakana, to go into a dangerous place. Shaul could kill him. So Shmuel, who was a tzaddik gomer, still he didn't leave himself a way to go into even a small sakana. Lamrei shaya nichnas l'sakana zu al pitzivei habaris parach she'amar le'malei karnecha shemen v'leich eshlochach al yishei beis halachmi. And he was going into the sakana on the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who said, go. Imkei mekol shekein she'adover meguna, so much more so, how bad this is, kishemishu acharoisoisoi. Someone who's not a tzaddik like Shmuel, number one. Someone that doesn't have a tziva from Hashem, number two. Miblishi mitzuva alkach me'abari yisparach. Kavachaymer, he shouldn't go into a makam tzakana. And this comes from the Gemara that says that when a person, even if he's a shliach mitzvah, but shkiach hazeka, where it's a situation where harm is present, a person is not allowed to put himself into that situation. The Alter from the Vardik, he explains the pasuk Eich Eilech V'Shama Shol V'Horgeini, not as a question, how could I go? He's bothered what Shmuel didn't understand, Bitachain. So he says, Eich Eilech is a question for Hashem, how should I go? Not how could I go, how shall I go? I know you're only sending me, not in a way of sakana. To go just directly is a way of sakana. So we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eich Eilech, so what is the way you want me to go? What manner do you want me to go that I should not be killed? Because I know that's what you really want. And Hashem told him, you're right, this is the way. Either way, we learn from here that a person is not allowed to put himself in sakana and just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to keep him safe.